to Shuffling Deadcast, the ShufflingDead.com podcast. This is episode 44. I'm one of your hosts, Noobs, and joining me as always is Salsi.
Hi.
And Weskimo.
Hi.
And once again, returning champion, a particular person.
Hello.
So, it's been like 2 months since we did this. Been on a bit of a hiatus, I admit. Had some other things going on.
Slacker.
So, Salsi, I want to turn things over to you. First of all, any feedback this quarter?
Maybe.
Really?
But I wouldn't know.
Salsi, I'm afraid to say there's no feedback this quarter. Remember, like, one or two shows ago, we actually had somebody write in and specifically say that I noobed him awesome.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Really?
I didn't
that
even fake that
happened?
One.
That actually happened?
Yeah. Somebody wrote in. He's like, I love the format. Noobs, you're awesome.
Wow.
Wow.
That guy.
Okay.
Whoever that guy was, think about writing in again.
We should start taking feedback off the videos that we put up.
Well, like, we've done that sometimes.
Well, we should do that a little more often, because like so many of these podcasts...
I need a second
monitor
to do that.
What's that?
I need a second monitor to do that.
I guess.
These conditions.
Anyways, okay, Salsi, I want to turn things over to you for another minute here. Because we're doing some changes here at Shuffling Dead, aren't we?
Okay, yeah.
Tell me what that's about.
You've launched a new site.
Yes, I have. What's it called?
Are you waiting for thunderous applause?
Yeah.
Hooray!
What's it called?
Splodinator.com.
Splodinator is the name of the site. It's a specifically video game site. It's, I like to think of it as the sane second generation of Shuffling Dead. Something that Google won't hate me so much about. I notice I'm actually getting hits on the new site from Google searches. It's a strange new phenomenon to me, which makes me think the other site's kind of been blacklisted a little bit. So.
Well, it was for Google Ads.
Yeah, and I couldn't run ads either.
How come?
Because Google decided I was a porn site or something.
See, to
that's
me,
true.
Splodinator sounds like more of a porn site than Shuffling Dead.
Yes.
That does have kind of a porn ring.
I would like to say right now that despite me being me, I had no dirty thoughts in choosing that name.
How did you come up with
that? Yeah, what were the other options you were picking?
How did you come up with the name?
And what were the other options?
I think the other options involved the word Nintendo. And that was about 50%. The other 50% involved other words to do with exploding. But at the end, I decided to go with Splodinator because no one had it. And also, our mascot is a big robot who is splodinating things. So I feel like he is conveying to people this is not a
porn
site. Could
you please define the word splodinate for me, please? When you say the robot is splodinating things, could you give me a definition?
He is causing them to explode.
Well, we get the explode part, but what's the donate part?
Nader means he's a robot.
Is that a fact?
I've seen Terminator 2 exactly 112 times, and I could tell you that things that end in Nader are robots.
Well, that's science. That's proven now.
And usually badass.
Yes, exactly.
That is true.
That is what we're conveying with the new site, Splodinator.com.
Nerdy badassness.
So... Salsi, what does this mean for Shuffling Dead and Shuffling Deadcast?
I'm not exactly
Noobs,
sure.
Noobs, why don't you just tell us what the plan is?
Well, I think we're going to keep doing Shuffling Deadcast. It's not, you're not going to lose your subscription. Still put this show out every month. Cover stuff for both sites.
Sounds good.
So, you know, because obviously that's where I'm putting all my work these days. So we got to, you know, we'll work from both. Anyways, Salsi, is that it from you? Alrighty, let us talk. So folks, I have neglected to send you any messages describing what I thought we'd talk about today.
True.
So
let's just wing it.
Let's just wing it. First up, Weskimo, I know you. You want to talk about some cock.
Yep, well, as usual, we're running cock wars on shufflingdead.com. We've been running, 3 weeks now?
Yeah, I guess so.
We're
in third week.
So we've got a whole bunch of new competitors that we've never had before because we don't allow the repeats.
Right.
You know, there's been some tight fights for cock supremacy.
Cock wars is.
Well, if they go back an entire year, we did talk about it last.
This is true. This is true.
On the podcast?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, but cock wars is basically a poll.
A battle for supremacy.
Exactly, a battle for dong supremacy through votes of popularity. So we nominate characters from both fiction and reality, and pit them against each other in a grand tournament.
And they're not even just characters. Sometimes it's like
just straight up people,
countries, buildings. Like it's pretty random.
What did we have last year? We had the Maginot Line last year.
Yeah, that was one of my favorites.
It was pretty badass.
It's a reference to World War II there.
Yeah, yeah.
It was military strategies of history.
Exactly. So it's going pretty well. This year we got people like C-3PO. We got a couple of Transformers in there. We've got some Lord of the Rings characters. We got Peter Jackson himself.
PJ, who I might point out.
When did you get the right to call him PJ?
Weskimal, have you seen the preview of The Hobbit he put up on YouTube?
I haven't seen it yet. It was actually awesome.
Amazing.
It's
so
Peter Jackson, the man shit gold.
Yeah. He lost like 60 pounds.
He's walking on the set and he's like, it's like so weird to be walking on the set from like 11 years ago. It's like I'm walking in a movie.
So this is a really good video, by the way. So because you can see all the sets, they look good. They are the old sets generally, but also you're seeing the new actors and the old actors. Gandalf's there, like they're all there. They're making the movie, and it makes you realize they are actually making this fucking movie already. So
yeah, pretty much. It's been a long time coming.
Yes. So two movies even.
Yeah.
Anyways, Weskimal, who do you hope will win this year?
You know what? I'm hoping for NPH's return, but Barney Stinson is in this year.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of pulling for him because he's a pretty badass dude.
Yes, I know you and your NPH.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Other contenders are people like
Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen, baby.
Although he's kind of come down.
I would be disappointed if he won.
I know. I'm going to say right now.
But he smokes like 7 gram rocks.
That's how he rolls.
Yeah, man.
I hope he's not winning.
Oh. Anyways, I don't know who I want to win. I can tell you who will win, which is the Old Spice guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I think he will.
His was a landslide.
His was like seriously, it's like 20-1.
I think he deserves it because I think it'd be really.
And the write up was spectacular. That's my favorite write up we've ever had. So
that was done
merged
by
it.
Merged.
Merged is fantastic.
Yeah.
Yes, Merge is fantastic. His family must also be quite fantastic.
Just
genetically superior.
I know, except for the shortness.
They can't have it all.
That's true. We make it up in other ways. I mean, they must.
Whoa. It's your brother.
No, I meant in smarts. Oh. Stop thinking about my brother's stuff. Anyways.
She said it out loud.
I did.
Anyways. We also have a whopping 8 Star Wars characters this year.
Yeah, how have we not had Luke Skywalker in this story?
Ridiculous.
How the hell?
I kept putting it on. But here's the thing. When I originally decided to do Cock Wars, I said 6 years. And you know why I said 6 years?
Because there's 6 Star Wars movies.
6 Star Wars movies.
You know there's, like... Anyways, keep going.
Real movies.
Okay.
Well, 3 of them are debatable. But anyways, we're not doing Ewok Christmas or anything. So so we're at the last year, and I'm grateful, because, man, it's a lot of work. But it's exciting because after this, we get to do a final round of all the favorites of years past for an overall champion. So, Weskimal, the greatest cock horse, the king of cock.
Well, who have we had win before?
Oh, you're going to make me look this up?
I am. Well, I know, didn't Neil Patrick Harris win one year?
Oh, yeah, he definitely won.
Yeah.
NPH, baby, for the win.
Yeah, but, you know, I can't for the life of me even remember. Yeah, let's not even worry about it. But NPH is the one that stands out in my mind.
Riker won 1 year.
Oh, yeah, he did.
NPH
Corbin Dallas, I think, won 1 year.
Did he? I think he made it pretty far. I didn't think
he won.
Did he?
I think it was like him and Yoda, and he got like 1 vote ahead or something.
Wow. That's going
to
be tricky.
It's going to be 60 people, so we'll have runners up as well. So, you know, some of those people are in there too. Also, the first year we had 3 disqualified contenders. They'll be back in. So, Infected Kerrigan is there, Spock. People were cheating a lot in the first year.
Wile E. Coyote.
How dare he?
We didn't have the number of total voters to kind of balance out the cheaters. This year, I'm not worried. Just whatever.
Yeah.
Cheat, don't cheat, I don't care.
The point is to participate.
Yes. It's the spirit of the game
itself.
To
participate, right?
Cheating, still participating.
It's the, you know, I was going through my old medals recently. And, Weskimal, help me out here. Elementary school, we used to have Canada Participation, what was it called?
Oh, wasn't it like, didn't they have like Chemo Days?
We had, that was a separate thing.
Was
we
that
had
it?
Chemo Days. We also had like a Canada
which was
Participation
racist.
Or something. Yeah, it was.
Why?
Because they I don't know.
I think they divvied us up by country. They assigned us fake countries and
no,
stuff.
They assigned us, like, Native American tribes.
Oh, man. Okay,
and they dumped all the kids into tribes.
But there was one thing I remember where I was Jamaica.
Oh, they did that later, too.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
So they did both.
Isn't that what, like, the Timbits hockey does? I remember my brother was, like, Lithuania one year or something.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Like, in any case, all my ribbons, you know what they said? They didn't say first, second, third.
It's because you
said,
didn't get first, second, or third.
Thanks for participating. I thought, yes, these are the memories that I'm holding on to.
You know, I can pretty much guarantee you my mom has some of those kicking around somewhere in her apartment.
So
do any of yours say first, second, third?
Some of them, yeah. I actually didn't do too
thanks for coming out, award.
Thanks for coming out, yeah.
You completed your mandatory participation.
I think the Canada Participation actually said that one.
Yeah.
A certificate awards this person for showing up on the day he was assigned. Any further final thoughts on Cock Wars?
I'm excited.
Vote. Participate.
There you go.
That's what it's about.
To our 0.5 of a listener, because I'm not sure he's out there anymore. Think about, you don't even have to sign up for the site, you just vote.
Yeah, that's the best part, is you don't have to register or anything, you just go on the page, on the front page even, click, and you're done.
Right on. So, let's move on then. We got some, pretty much the biggest news that has ever occurred in the history of the internet. A whole bunch of rumors, and these are very well-sourced rumors. These are major sites talking to trustworthy sources. In the developer industry, Nintendo is about to announce their next console.
That's the... Okay.
Wasn't
about
it...
About time?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Isn't it going to be just as
it's
big
like
as the last time
five
they
or
did
six
it?
Years. That's
yeah.
Right. But it's a little different in that it very much looks like Nintendo's going to be the first one out with this next generation. Sony and Microsoft are behind where Nintendo is. Other rumors have indicated Microsoft is working on something. Sony, nothing. And Sony always has their stuff leaked early. So I'm thinking right now Nintendo will be at least a year ahead of its competitors in the next generation.
So what sort of things are we going to see in the next generation?
Well, as it would happen, I put together a comprehensive report of the rumors. What?
Did you have a list?
No.
I have a comprehensive list of the rumors, and I thought I'd shout them out, and you guys can say they suck or they sound awesome. You can complain about Nintendo if you're Eskimo, whatever you want to do. Salsi, are you with me on this? Okay.
She nodded.
So
Salsi is into it.
Yeah.
Salsi, your hair looks very good today.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Perfect for podcasting.
That's right.
We've got the face for radio.
Yes.
We all have.
I've always wanted to
voice for newspaper.
Jeez. All right.
Anyways.
Let's get going.
So, people are saying that Nintendo's going to at least confirm this stuff by the end of the month. They're going to reveal it at E3 2011 in a couple more months. System launch is expected for late 2012. Holiday 2012. So, pretty, you know, it's coming up.
What if the world ends?
My God, I've never thought such a horrible thing in my life.
Okay.
This is the day before Nintendo release.
Yeah.
Why are you doing this to me?
Sorry.
So any ideas what this thing's gonna be called?
Well, it's the rumor states that the project is Project Cafe. No idea on the name. So if you might recall. Walk back with me in time. GameCube was Project Dolphin. N64 was Project Reality, which I love. DS was Nitro. Wii was Revolution, of course. So Project Cafe is no indication what it'll actually be called.
Probably for old people.
Probably.
Old people?
Bring old
That's
people into
called?
The market.
Oh,
Project Cafe.
Oh, it will actually be called Cafe, is what you're telling me.
No, I'm just saying.
That's the theme.
Old people. They're revolutionary. No. Mm-hmm. They settled down.
Now it's retirement time. The Nintendo retirement. Anyway. What do you want to hear called? Wii 2, Nintendo HD.
It's going to be something really horrible, isn't it? Like, but catchy, like the Wii. Like,
yeah, this should just play on words on Wii.
Yeah.
Like,
the Wii-ness.
Wii-ness.
There
that
you
is
go.
Awesome.
As though we didn't get enough penis jokes, we're gonna call it weenus.
Well, he said play on the Wii, so I mean, so many
well,
jokes.
I read on a forum somewhere, or somebody wrote an article called what's it called? Who wants to be the first to get their hands on Nintendo's Wii?
Yeah, that's a classic one.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway,
maybe they'll
okay.
make it after a different body part, like.
What?
Are they gonna have those weird commercials with the Japanese guys going around and patting?
They haven't had those in a long time. They should.
No, but it was
out.
Like prior to launch, so
yeah.
I didn't know what they were for at first. I was like, what is
this? Well, sometimes
no sense.
Very helpful Japanese men will show up to your door without asking first. So.
They should call it the tit.
Like your friend.
The tit.
It's short. It is provocative.
How about the teat?
The teat.
It's
got to
be
Japanese
from its. Milk
they
goodness,
say tit.
Life,
it's true.
Life-giving
but it,
nutrients.
But it's
got to
be something like that, like something like tit or teat or tat, the tat. We're gonna play with my tat.
How about it's called the tat and the controllers are the tits, the nipples
go.
And the areola.
It's just be like designed like a boob.
Why is this button so big?
Well, speaking of controls that change to your feel. The controller is the truly crazy part, of course. This is Nintendo.
This sounds stupid.
This sounds insane. So let's shut. Weskimo, you want to go ahead? You're all looking right. Pretty intense. All right,
so the on the comprehensive report that
yes.
Noobs has written up,
yes.
the more traditional components of the controller are said to be a directional pad, two joysticks, and four trigger buttons.
So think of like a DualShock.
Yeah,
or a,
yeah.
You know.
The controller is supposedly equivalent in function to a Wii Classic controller or a PlayStation DualShock 2.
Mm-hmm.
Controls are also supposed to include motion and pointer functionality greater than that of the PlayStation Move.
So, you know, advanced version
what's
of what the Wii is doing already.
Move?
It's like the,
it's
Wii
clone
like,
for PS3.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And additionally, the rumors are relatively clear that the controller will include a 6-inch touchscreen. What the hell? They're rarely with an HD screen in it.
Like, why would
oh.
they put their 6-inch touchscreen on the fucking DS?
Yeah, right.
On their handheld controller.
I might point
console.
Out the DS screens are like 3.5 inches. 6 inches
six?
Is a big ass screen.
Yeah.
It's like a little tablet. It's like a Kindle.
Yeah, that's
so.
So what the hell? And a 6-inch screen. I mean, isn't that going to be awkward to
I have
handle
no
somehow?
Idea.
Like,
I mean, it's like a keyboard in your hand.
Yeah.
I have no
well, they
idea.
Often do compare Nintendo to Apple, so maybe. They'll call it the iPod, and then
there'll be another pad.
The Wii
you
pad?
Use the screen, and then it replicates on the TV.
Well, yeah, people, they're
it's
apparently
stupid.
Also, like, the
what
footage
was,
from the TV can stream to the screen. I don't know.
What was the last controller that had a little screen on it?
It was the Dreamcast.
And who actually used that? Like, wasn't it retarded?
A few holdout Sega supporters.
The four
the,
people
oh,
that
the
bought
a
Dreamcast.
The few and
it.
The proud, Weskimo.
The few and the proud.
Would you buy a Dreamcast?
I would love a Dreamcast.
If you found it in like a
yeah.
pawn shop or
hell
something,
yeah.
I totally would just to try it.
Dreamcast?
Really?
Actually,
you know two people who own a Dreamcast?
He's a Knights fanboy as well.
Oh,
you
okay.
Heard of Knights into
yeah,
Dreams?
Yeah, Knights.
What's
yeah.
his never mind, I have one.
That's in Arizona. And then there's another Albertan.
Really?
Or
oh, that guy. Yeah, I know that guy. He's pretty hardcore too. No, Dreamcast had good games, man. And some, you know, some crazy shmups and arcade type stuff. There's some games on there for sure. I don't know if it was worth what it launched at, right? But if you find it cheap in a bargain bin,
$2.
Anyways, so
no.
so far you're thinking controller pretty crazy sounding, right?
Yeah, that doesn't make
I
a
mean,
lot of sense.
Could
to
it
me.
Work? Like, if it were a smaller screen.
Also, shouldn't
no,
you be spending more time looking at the screen?
Yes.
Right.
There's
yeah.
no
I don't see,
of
like,
a
I
screen.
I hate controllers if I have to look at them for
yeah.
anything.
Yeah.
The whole
like,
point is not to. Let's get it so
exactly,
bad that we
right.
don't need
like,
to.
Like, it has
down.
To be.
It's like typing.
That's why consoles are better than keyboards.
Well, most.
You don't look at the keyboard while you're typing.
Sometimes,
unless you have a G.
Sometimes I
what
go.
What are they at? G11, G16? I don't know.
Oh, where they changed with the
but
keyboard.
But then you need it because you, like, got your WASD stuff.
Oh, okay. Raw stats on your pad.
Yeah, that's true. I
so,
guess.
I mean, obviously they're
just a stroke of your e-cock or whatever.
there's some potential there for, like, if you're doing a four-player game, you can each have your some kind of stats on the screen or whatever.
Additional info or something,
yeah,
fed directly just to your controller, I guess. I don't know.
Which
whatever.
Doesn't need to be 6 inches.
Right, exactly. To me, it's not the fact that it's there, it's that it's 6 freaking inches.
Well, it's obviously not real.
It's going to be awkward. Yeah, we'll see how... I
can tell you right now.
These rumors do seem pretty reliable, but, you know, it could be a lot of made-up stuff in here, too, right?
All
right,
right on.
So, hardware, in terms of kind of overall power of the system, rumors have ranged from 360 level, PS3 level, a little more in PS3, a lot more in PS3, like a proper generational jump. You know, the Nintendo fanboy inside of me, I was going to say living inside of me, but he pretty much occupies the whole space in there. I'm hoping it's a proper generational leap above PS3.
If you're real Nintendo hardcore, you wouldn't give a shit, because mostly they're all shitty graphics anyway.
Well, for me personally, I don't care what the graphics are. I just want it to own the other companies. That's the fanboy aspect.
That's true.
But at the very least, it'll be HD and at least as powerful as the other systems.
Well, it should have. Like, there's no way it can't be HD. Like, that would be...
Right, that would be ridiculous. Yeah. So, you know, I guess we'll see. Rumors have gone both ways in terms of kind of a PS3 level system or, you know, 5 years advanced from that point.
Yeah.
So whatever. No real news on in terms of software. Apparently, Ubisoft, Activision, EA all already have development units, which is quite good for Nintendo. Usually they don't show anybody their stuff until they freaking put it out. So it's good that they actually have people working on it. One of the developers working on it said Nintendo's doing it right this time and they're aiming for the hardcore gamer market.
I really hate that term. It's a really dumb term.
Let's get off topic for a moment, Wes. Alright. What the hell does hardcore gamer mean?
Oh, I don't even know. Just, it seems like the people apply that to the, I don't know, douchebag Xbox Live players.
Right.
Who just jump on the nearest shooter and, like, the newest shooter, who just sit there and fucking play every new Halo and every new Call of Duty and call themselves hardcore because they're online gamers and they do it 16 hours a day.
I'd say it's...
Well, if you're playing 16 hours a day...
Well, okay, that is, yeah, okay, whatever. But I
to
mean,
me,
it's
the weekend dudes who play Call of Duty for an hour on Sunday.
Yeah, and call it hardcore kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, really? No. Like,
here's my problem with the term. Is back in the day... Last generation, you know what? Hardcore was hardcore. You played 16 hours a day. You played all kinds of different things.
Yeah.
But then what happened was we had the Wii bring in all these grandmas and stuff, and all of a sudden, everybody who wasn't grandma was hardcore.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, if all you play every year is Call of Duty and Madden, you are not a hardcore gamer.
No.
Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Hardcore used to be like well-rounded gaming and frequent gaming kind of thing, not just picking up Call of Duty once a week and saying, oh, look, I'm hardcore and badass because I'm playing Call of Duty.
Exactly.
No, you might as well be playing your fluffy Nintendo games that you...
Call of Duty. They just drop the Call of Duty part and then they're hardcore.
Huh?
What?
I said they're hardcore Call of Duty.
But they're not. They're only playing like an hour a week.
Okay, an hour a week is not hard.
Yeah. But, I mean, like it's basically just... move that way because, you said, like, the Wii brought in all these, you know, very family-friendly games, and, some of them are
broader market,
fluffy and not really a lot to them.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we've reviewed several of them.
But we're talking about the gamers themselves.
Yes, yes. But, I mean, like,
The kind of people who play those.
Exactly. And not calling them a non-hardcore gamer, and that's what's changed the... Oh, it's just dumb.
So, but, I mean, I guess this developer is kind of thinking along the lines of, this will be the system where people want to play things like Call of Duty.
Yeah.
So your frat boys will hop back on the Nintendo bandwagon.
Didn't they make a ton of money off of this, like, Wii thing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, almost definitely.
Kicked everybody's ass. Well, that's the silly point of the whole thing is, like, people on the internet are like, oh, why aren't they catering to me? Well, because there's a lot more money catering to everybody else.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty much.
Supposedly backwards compatible with the Wii. One site said it's going to run Blu-ray discs for its software. Nothing online. So that's everything. Any final thoughts here?
Nope.
Nope, not really.
Are they going to announce it at E3?
That's the rumor.
When is E3?
It's in June.
Oh, wow.
So pretty soon we'll know. We'll find out what Reggie's got up his sleeve.
Who's Reggie?
Don't even get me started on Reggie. Reggie's an old competitor in Cog Wars, isn't
he? Didn't do very well.
No.
Okay.
Did Awada?
I don't think he did either.
Was.
Yeah, nobody knows who these guys are except
did
me.
Miyamoto did well, didn't he?
He must have gotten a couple of votes. I don't know.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Here's some feedback for you. Let's jump into this. We got the Twitter feed on Splodinator. We've gotten some people tweeting us.
Wow.
What have you picked up?
Look at our feed. And then you told Peanut is Mint to subscribe.
Yeah, Peanut is Mint. He was talking about
some
us on Twitter.
Great feedback.
Who's Peanut is Mint?
He's our one fan.
Okay.
And I said that Nintendo rap was stupid.
We posted a rap. It was stupid. Oh, and
it's a retweet.
Peanut is Mint is retweeting our posts. We got a spammer here.
No, I was talking to he's using our tag.
Yeah.
That's why we have to take it.
Oh, okay. And then someone here right just 2 hours ago says, nice chicken dinner, but might now explode. Hashtag explode.
And then I said some actual feedback.
Yeah.
Hey, retard, maybe when you do your part one and part two, you shouldn't do them like day after the day. Like, leave a week in between.
Oh, leave some room.
Otherwise, it might as well just be one article.
Well,
you
I do that.
Build anticipation.
Sorry, Wes.
Also, but I do agree with him. If it's a really long article, like it'd be too long. Sometimes some people see a really long article, they don't read it.
Yeah.
No, I think you should keep them split up. Think you should.
But
do
just
day one, then day
split
space
up. Yeah,
it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Get people a little excited. Okay, has anyone seen the trailer for Rise of Planet of the Apes?
I have not.
No, I've never.
Is Michael Jackson in this one?
No. What?
Janet Jackson? No, I'm confused.
Confused.
Doesn't matter if you've
wasn't
seen it.
Wasn't she in another Planet of the Apes?
I don't think so.
No.
Marky Mark was.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, I love Marky.
So
maybe they did a music
getting
video.
Getting freaking drop kicked by apes all over the place.
Yes. So I bring this up.
His wife was in one of them.
Well, he directed the remake.
Ah,
that would be why.
Who's
that? Tim Burton's wife. Helena Bonham Carter.
So I just bring this up so we could complain about the last time they tried to make Planet of the Apes.
Was it a bad movie?
Oh, God.
Weren't there
a song originally?
I haven't seen them, but I guess the first one is pretty well remembered. The, like, dozen sequels after that, I think less so. So I don't
know. Who's directing it and who's going
to
be in it?
It looked like a bunch of no-names to me. I really don't know anything about it.
Well, thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, no problem.
We need to do your research before the podcast there, dudes.
So, okay, here we go. This is a good one.
See, I haven't even checked out half the stuff that you've got on the site
these days. Work full-time here, Weskimo, cranking it out for you.
If you look at the top of the site, there's actually a button that lets you subscribe to the RSS feeds.
RSS?
What is an RSS feed?
It's
what they
it's
are.
Where
what do you do with them?
It's just syndicated content. So when you repost, it just instead of having to go to the website, you can, like, if you have Firefox, just open your tab and it'll have all the latest posts.
Can you, like, put, like, different websites on your RSS feed?
Or if you just want to look at, like, a mobile-friendly version on your iPhone, you can do that, too.
I'm learning.
RSS, subscribe to Splodinator.com today.
Do you have to do it with Firefox?
You can do it in other browsers.
Okay.
They have different ways that they kind of work with it, but...
Maybe not IE7, but... Oh, wait, 6?
Probably IE6 does not. Wes Kamala is bored. Anyways, Weskimo,
because he doesn't like the
how
article
many hours of your life have you played GoldenEye for N64?
Am I going to disrespect you?
Probably. I'm thinking it was about 3 to 4 hours every Saturday, sometimes more on the Sunday.
Yeah.
Really?
Don't
you have friends?
Yeah, this guy. And it was in his basement playing.
Sometimes our siblings joined us.
Yeah, sometimes.
That's why I lived in the country when I grew up.
So that you could be isolated from your friends?
And not play video games?
Go outside.
They have Upside and Goldeneye.
Stay pasty.
Okay. Anyways, keep going.
Anyways, go ahead, Wesco.
Yeah, a lot of hours on Goldeneye.
You were doing the math. We interrupted you.
Oh,
what's
okay.
Your
probably
about
three to 4 hours, maybe as high as six in a week.
Yeah, but let's
weeks.
Average it to four.
Okay,
let's say.
4 hours average once a week for probably 2 years.
Really?
Yeah. So that's like 400 hours.
On that?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
On the Nintendo 64.
Disgusting.
No, obviously I played the single player since I owned the game.
Yeah.
But, I mean, really, most of my time was spent playing the multiplayer with you.
This
so my
is true.
My number is probably not much higher than yours. What would you say are some of the reasons that the game kicked ass, maybe even still kicks some ass?
I don't know. It's just classic for me now. I just
yeah.
love it. I mean, granted, it's a little slow compared to a lot of the newer shooters.
Right.
So, I mean...
Unless you do turbo mode, which we used to do.
Yeah, that's the customization was awesome.
Yeah.
Like, this was, to my knowledge, one of the first shooters that really got into that.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you had really different characters, you had different modes, different styles. It was really easy to set everything up. Like,
yeah.
you know, that was the multiplayer was fantastic.
So, what I was doing here was, this is actually, I wrote this as a reaction to playing the kind of the do-over of Goldeneye for Wii, where, you know, that's a decent game. I'll give it a decent review. But I really realized how much choice you had in the original Goldeneye in terms of, like, you could beat levels any way you want. You know, you screw around, you, like, trick the AI in all kinds of different ways.
Did they take a lot of that away in the... Or
well,
did they make
the
AI
the
smarter?
The new game is more like a Call of Duty game, where it's, like, you run down the path, you never get lost, you know, the guys like just spawn on top of you all the time, so it's a lot less of a playground in the modern shooters than back in the Goldeneye day. You know, I'm not a fan of Call of Duty, to be honest with you.
I played through Black Ops because someone lent it to me.
Yeah.
And I was less than impressed, which Dean User will steadfastly disagree with me on, because we disagree on everything,
right? Just matter of principle for him.
Anyway, moving away from Dean User Rage.
I like how that's a monthly theme
on
this
podcast.
It really
is. It really is.
So
what else did you notice about the differences between them? And frankly, like, this article is why Goldeneye for the N64 still kicks ass.
Right, even to this day.
Yeah, so why else?
Well, some of the level designs still blow my mind. Bunker.
They're reused in games to, like, recent
right
games.
They keep bringing them back because
yeah.
they're so good. So the single player, the bunker, amazing and very good in multiplayer, but the single player just blows.
That was a great level.
Yeah I love how there's so many guards and, like, they're all over the place and you gotta know where they are. You can pick them off in different orders. You gotta be careful of the cameras. That's the perfect level. It illustrates how much choice there is in the game.
Yeah,
you just do whatever you want.
Yeah, and you know what, I think it kind of ties in with that. I mean, like, what I remember we used to do, actually,
yeah.
and we had a lot of fun with this,
yeah.
is we would play multiplayer one-on-one, but we would set it up so that one person leaves the room and the other person goes and gets proximity mines,
right.
plants them at the end of the level,
right.
and, like, all through the level, and then the other player has to work his way through and
yeah.
snipe all the positions. It was awesome.
That was such a good idea.
I know, and we had so much fun with it, and that really shows... All
yeah.
the differences you're going to have between, like, how to play the game and what directions to go. I mean, a lot of the bunker is a hallway, but, I mean, there's different
but
routes you can take.
But it moves around and stuff.
And, I
so.
Mean, you know.
And then in multiplayer, a temple, still genius. Facility is probably the level. There.
Yeah, that thing is practically timeless.
And
like, it's just a great level.
I was looking this up. There's still games where they copy Facility as a multiplayer level. That's
yeah,
a classic.
Yeah.
It is. It keeps coming back.
Level design was pretty fantastic.
So that's pretty much most of what I had to say, I think. Proximity mines, as mentioned. Circle strafing. Now, that's really a staple of the
N64. This is where I honed my circle strafing
yeah.
skills that I still use.
This is so much more.
Like, only in Halo, though. You can't circle strafe in Call of Duty.
Really? Why not?
Because it's like two, three shots and you're dead.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing with Call of Duty as well, eh?
Yeah, you die really quickly.
What's,
but Halo, you got shields.
What's your opinion of automatically regenerating health like they have in the modern games?
I don't know. I mean, it speeds up the game. Because
you think so?
I think
it
does.
Because you can play a little more balls out.
Exactly. You don't spend so much time searching for health kits and
yeah.
stuff like that. You don't... Yeah, it's just... You can take cover and then, you know, regroup.
Right.
I think it makes the game a little quicker rather than having to run back and find that health kit that you didn't take.
Yeah.
Because you were only at 3/4 health and you didn't want to waste it.
Right.
But then you get 5 minutes later in the game, you got to walk all the way back, you know. I think it speeds up the game, and it's less realistic.
Yeah, of course.
Of course it is, but...
The other thing is that... the thing with regenerating health is they can give you a lot less because it just fills up again.
Exactly.
So GoldenEye, they start you out with a ton of health, and then it gets slowly worn down as you get through the level.
Exactly.
So it definitely changes the way you play the whole game, really.
Yeah. Now, how have we not mentioned... I see you've got a screenshot on here of old Boris...
Oh, yes.
How have you not mentioned Boris as one of the reasons that GoldenEye still kicks ass?
Especially for the single player. I mean, multiplayer is just another guy. But single player, he's as funny as he is in the movie.
Yeah.
So you're right. If I put a number 11 on this list, it might be Boris.
Yeah. But I see number 10 is Oddjob.
I put Oddjob because I love that they included a character that no one should ever play as.
Yeah.
It's just funny to me they give you such a crazy option like that.
Yeah.
That's part of...
Like it's like the playing as the monkey in Time Splitters.
Right, that's where they took what it became a joke in GoldenEye, and they sort of parodied it
yeah.
in Time Splitters.
Yeah, I do enjoy Baron Samedi in this though.
No one should ever play as Baron Samedi. Can't you shoot that dude's hat?
Yeah,
and blood will come out of it.
Oh yeah, yeah. But yeah, that's one thing that I did like about this game as well is they kept a lot of characters that weren't in this movie.
Yeah,
like old GoldenEye,
yeah.
old. Bond villains, and they brought them in as multiplayer characters. I like that.
You know, originally they were designing it where they were going to have classic Bonds that you could play as. You could play as Connery or whoever, but they couldn't get the licensing for the faces or something.
I can imagine Connery asking for a lot of money.
I don't know if it was him, but it was all of the old... Salsi, come in here. Come join me, Salsi. I've got something I'd like to chat with you about.
Can I talk here?
You can chat wherever you like, as long as we can hear you. Let's talk about the DS and the 3DS.
Okay.
So, first up, I want to hear your... Because you and I have 3DSs now.
Right.
We did not when we last recorded. What is your experience with the system?
The system, good. The 3DS game, shitty.
Yeah.
The DS game's awesome.
Yeah.
Stream Pass is pretty fun.
Well, you haven't even played any proper 3DS games, though.
There's nothing to tempt me.
Nothing to get. But,
Sometimes I go into the store and I'm like, I should get one. But then I never do.
No, there's nothing really to get. Ocarina of Time Remake. Oh.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised that they didn't wait for a few extra months and get a few better launch titles.
You know,
have the online store already.
That's the really weird part, is the online store is not available. That's not ready. The thing is, they probably have some games done. Ocarina may very well be done. They're just holding it to trick you to buy these shittier games.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's pretty annoying. But, tell us about the built-in software, because you are enjoying that quite a bit.
So they have a Mii Crab, which I think is stupid. You know
what,
why I think it's stupid?
No.
Because every game on the planet of the Earth,
mm-hmm.
wait, on planet Earth, they let you take any single hair color in the world, and you only get, like, 8 on the
team.
And it just shows you how stupid and small-minded... these game companies are, where they could, but they're not going to let you.
Well, the point with the Miis, though, is it's very limited, cartoony, stylized.
Yeah, but they
it's
could
not
do
like
so much
The Sims.
Money. No, but they could give you any hair color.
Yeah, I guess.
I couldn't even pick, like, red hair.
Really?
I'm, like, kind
That's
of red-brown.
That's terrible, Nintendo.
No.
Slackers.
So, you're saying you wish they had better Miis or just no Miis?
Well, I don't mind it.
Yeah.
It's kind of stupid, but I'll go with it.
But you have been enjoying something that you do with those Miis.
I like Street Pass.
Right. So tell us about that.
So when your DS is sleeping, so now with your DS, you're never supposed to turn it off.
Right.
You're supposed to carry it everywhere you go.
In sleep.
Because it's got a pedometer.
Yeah.
And just keep it in sleep mode. And I think if you have a 3DS game, it can be on and you can be in the game. And it'll talk to other 3DSs. And you can, high-five each other. And
you can meet other Miis.
You can do little mini-quests.
Right. So there's mini-games that you actually do when you pick up other people's Miis.
Yeah.
Miis. So, like, you can swap puzzle pieces, as you said.
Yeah, that's stupid.
There's a little RPG quest
that
thing.
That's pretty fun.
Mostly, you just, like, collecting them.
Yeah,
right?
It's like Pokemon, but
right.
with real people.
That's
gotta catch them all.
Gotta catch them all.
Oh, and also.
Yes.
I forgot.
I don't know. Oh, you can send little messages back and forth like that, too. That's pretty fun, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes you and
stupid.
I send us
I'm too
same
lazy
messages.
Now. I thought it was
yeah,
funny.
And now you just say hey news every time.
Yeah.
Used to be clever. Yeah, I'm 100% with you on all that stuff. The face raiders.
Which is stupid.
It's
oh, the cards. The cards are
the
really
AR cards are very interesting.
If you go to Engadget, they did a little review on the cards, and they really are really cool.
Yeah. So this is where you can look at, you put the AR card on the table, you look at it through your 3DS, and it gives you a 3D picture of your surroundings, and then it puts things into your surroundings.
Like your Mii's.
Puts your Mii in there, or there's an actual game where like a dragon will pop out of your table and stuff. Face Raiders,
I did it on my leg.
You take a picture of your friend's face, and then it's a 3D picture, and then the friend's face comes at you and attacks you, and you have to like move around to shoot him in your like it's like your surroundings are the environment of the game.
Yeah, you have to move too much to play
it. Yeah, you kind of need your like your office chair to play it, really. So yeah, it's an interesting thing to play with, right? But it's not a proper game either.
I'm never gonna open it again.
But I'm just saying the overall package, though. It's kind of interesting
they,
little toys.
It's good
in
they
there.
Had something on it, because otherwise I'd be like,
yeah. Why
do I own this console if I'm just playing my DS games on it?
That's right, it is good for playing your DS games on there.
Yes.
And the 3D effect itself.
Good, I like it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I crank mine all the way.
I turn it down when I get sleepy.
Because
you're old.
That's what made me feel. I was looking at your screen the other day, and I felt kind of like.
You gotta hold
you
it just in the right
there.
Spot.
Yeah, yeah. Otherwise, you'll see too good.
And if you turn it down a little, like I was, it helps.
No,
helps
it?
Me.
Okay.
Sulcy likes it all the way.
If you only have one eye, you're fucked. You can't do that.
That sucks.
Sorry.
Got
particular
eyes.
Person.
Yes.
Tragic accident when you lost that eye. I mean, I take partial responsibility,
you
but.
You should, you douche. I have no eye.
She's got two eyes, folks.
She
only
does.
One of them is hers. Anyways.
Don't wait. That's true, actually.
That means...
speaking of crappy launch titles.
Yes.
Were you reminiscing about the old DS?
I was taking myself back a few years to the original DS.
And the crappy launch titles.
And the equally shitty back in the day. So there's the
probably
Mario 64 port, which was hard to play because it was touchscreen control. It was crazy. You need a joystick for that game. And then there was a bunch of junk, and it took like 6 months for anything even decent to come out, which was like a bunch of Japanese stuff.
Electrovengan was decent?
Well, it was a
was
curiosity.
Shit.
But then, it was like a year and a half. All at once, all the good games came out. Kirby's Canvas Curse, freaking. Well, you like Nintendogs, Salsa, do you?
No.
But Advance Wars came out. Love that game. And then, you know how things went with the DS. It eventually became one of the best systems ever. You had Trauma Center, Phoenix freaking Wright, the best Mario Kart ever made, best Tetris
Wesley's
ever made.
Jacking off
more
the
Nintendo
radio
stroking.
Folks.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we could do a PlayStation podcast, and you could tell me how Final Fantasy VII came out, and then Final Fantasy VIII came out, and then Final Fantasy IX came out, and then Suikoden 3 through 11 came out.
There's only five of those.
And then Crash Bandicoot came out, and then Crash Bandicoot Racing came out.
Remember when Crash Bandicoot was so popular?
Yeah.
It was like on TV.
Weskimo, you suck. Do you like that game?
I had it.
Remember when the commercials were a guy in a suit making fun of Nintendo?
That was good times.
Fuck you.
Those were good commercials.
Do you like the commercials where companies make fun of the other company? Like, especially in video games, they do this a lot.
If it's done well. Like, sometimes not.
I also think it's very ballsy. And
back in the day, Sega, it was like Sega's whole marketing was just make fun of Nintendo as much as you can.
Yeah.
And limited success there, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Salsi, what are your early DS memories?
I forget.
You didn't even have a DS till DS Lite.
Like, my card. So
well,
I
you
did pirate games.
But
those days are gone with the 3DS.
But you didn't have a DS until DS Lite, so you were not even there for the early days.
So why did you ask my question?
I thought you might.
You're a douchebag.
You do have Nintendogs. That's an early game.
Noob's just calling you a noob.
Yes.
I don't want to talk about it.
Your damn PC gamer.
So I think I'm pretty much out of topics there, folks. Anybody else? Throwing it out there. Open game. Person, what do you want to talk?
Person, that's my nickname.
Miss Person.
Or A.
Yeah, A.
What do you
call
prefer?
Me
A.
A person for short.
I prefer A.
APP?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
This is getting clever.
Oh, this is getting damn right esoteric.
Okay.
No one's going to be able to figure it out.
Throw it out there. Anything nerdy you want to talk about? A movie you've been thinking about?
Oh, there's that movie with those women in it, and they were like all...
Oh,
Sucker
Punch.
Yeah,
let's talk about that.
I haven't seen it.
I saw it.
Don't without giving away the plot lines.
I haven't been to a movie
which
in a
I'm
long
sure
time.
And it's basically
sure.
Eye candy for me.
Yeah.
That's
although
yeah,
it was
is.
Kind of an homage to video gaming a couple times.
Yeah, it's pretty out there. It's kind of one of those movies that is awful, but I kind of love it anyways. It's
yeah.
kind of like I don't know, like an Underworld or something. You know what I mean? Where it's just
yeah.
super cheesy, but
it's a guilty pleasure.
Yeah,
it guilty.
It's a super
pleasure.
Guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
So this one is like Underworld, except with more than just
yeah a bunch of schoolgirls.
Yeah. Instead
and,
of Kate Beckinsale,
that works for me.
And then instead of vampires, you got like. 12-foot samurai and
Nazi
zombies.
Speaking of Nazis, we saw Inglourious Basterds the other day.
Finally.
Jesus.
You hadn't seen it?
No, I hadn't. I liked it.
Was Brad Pitt still sexy when in that movie?
You know, the only reason he would have been sexy is because you think of his previous sexy roles. Him, if you had never seen him before, no. He was
especially when he opened his mouth.
Yeah.
That was
mostly what I was
thinking. Abominable.
That was awesome.
I don't know where that accent comes from.
I don't even know what accent
I think
that
he was
is.
Supposed to be an American of some sort.
Yes, of some sort.
From the deep south where they don't actually have schools to teach you how to speak.
Oh, no, aren't you? Yeah, anyways.
It's a pretty cool movie. Did you like that they changed history? Like,
yeah,
that was
I thought the ending was stupid though.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that to me made the movie.
Yeah.
I was like, well,
I like the end of how like the bad guy kind of got away with it, but they're like, no, fuck you.
No.
That's not at all. Like,
without too many spoilers, I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless
you haven't seen it.
If you haven't seen it by now, it's pretty much
yeah.
It's okay to
I
be
figure
spoiled.
6 months
yeah.
after a movie's
six
come
months.
Out, you're
once it's
allowed,
on DVD,
yeah, you're allowed
yeah.
to give out spoilers.
It was good. I especially like that part where it's like the very beginning and they're interrogating that French guy.
Me too. That was my that
oh,
made the movie
it was
to
intense.
Me. I was like, this movie's gonna set like Jesus Christ.
It was exciting, but there's
then
one
it was
part.
Kind of downhill.
But the French guy was smoking his pipe, you know, and then and
badass.
Then the Nazi was like, "Can I smoke my pipe?" And it's like this big ass fucking crazy shit pipe, and you're just like, "Oh, this movie is awesome." But yeah, that it was so tense. And,
yeah, but
sweating
then...
balls watching it.
You do that a lot.
Sometimes. When I watch
know.
Intense
I,
Quentin Tarantino movies.
I found the movie to be a little bit slow, other than that first part, which was really intense. It was really slow on the build, and then everything happened all at once at the end.
That's true, too.
Like,
yeah, it was kind
it was
of a slow
long.
Burn for a lot of
yeah.
it.
Yeah, but again, it was good. And I like historical movies. I like war movies. So,
usually
you know, it was pretty good.
I like stupid Sucker Punch movies and all this type of movies.
Bitch slap.
I'm kind of done with the regular war movies. I like that it was crazier than a regular war movie.
Yeah.
Well, you got anything random?
We haven't talked about Cock Wars on the podcast.
We just
like,
did.
No, sorry, not Cock Wars. Nerd Olympics.
Oh.
We've done a recap.
Oh.
Really? Oh, that's going to take forever.
Let's do it quick.
Super it went really
quick.
Well.
It went awesome.
It was our seventh year.
How many medals did you win?
Oh, I came
oh, yeah,
home
what?
With zero medals.
Oh.
It was awesome.
I got a medal. App got a medal.
Salsi? I got three bitches.
Yeah.
Mine was a middle of the road showing.
Yeah, I don't even know what happened on mine. It just
what
didn't happen.
What events did you play?
Yeah, that's a good. Okay.
I mean, what events were there? Not
were
did
there?
You play.
What? Yeah, which events went the best this year? Just in terms of overall how they ran.
Everybody really had a lot of fun with the arcade fighter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah,
everybody
that's
was
good.
Super interested in it. Everybody
was
cheering
like
cheering players on. It was great.
Yeah, the shmup was really fun this year because nobody had a clue what they were doing.
It was pretty.
I almost
pretty
got
crazy.
A medal against was it Doug? Just button mashing
on the fighter.
Yeah.
Mashing, that was awesome.
Yeah, like, and yeah, there were some epic battles of both button mashing and skill level
didn't
matches.
Chris medal in one of those?
No, she medaled in it
last
year.
She did
last year.
Fighter.
She got in the fighter.
Yeah.
Or Chronomatic, I should say.
Yeah,
my bad.
Yeah. But I felt the Magic tournaments went pretty well too. Actually, they went off pretty quickly. People built their decks quick enough; it didn't drag.
That's true. Yeah, the draft.
The Mirrodin is a shitty set, but
just handing everybody their six packs. We did sealed rather than a traditional draft.
That was a lot more fun.
Way quicker.
Yeah, and it made everything go much quicker because you didn't have to read the cards before. Because
there's always somebody who's got to read every card every time it comes to him.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, there's
one
few
or two
of them.
People.
There's
who
a
are you
few
talking
of
about?
One of them you're related to.
Oh, you talking about Merge?
Merge.
Oh, I thought you meant.
I was thinking Dubious.
And
yeah.
Dubious. They share that honor.
Yeah, they're.
That's why they always been at that Magic night.
Yeah, because they take their time and pay attention.
Yeah.
Usually
yeah.
I just yell at people and go, bah! I don't care anymore.
But the Magic events went really well.
I think Rock Band took too long. I was a little bored.
It did.
It's actually to hit every song twice.
Yeah, but I don't know another fair way to do it.
Just make it not fair. Who cares?
Everybody could just pick one song and play it, and they could pick whatever they want.
And they could pick their best song, right?
This is true, but
then
there's some songs that even though it's their best song, the point totals can't come anywhere near.
But
the
that's
other
the
songs.
Point.
Best
it's
song.
That's like part of the game then.
But it's not as pick up and play, because like if you play it as
you're taking it, you're thinking too much.
I'm trying
to
make it
competitive.
I'm trying to make it fun for everybody, not just a super competitive.
Make sure you guys can make it a vote and see what everyone
wants. They
can.
They do more than one song, though, right? So they can do one they know that is low points,
yeah.
And then one that they don't really know that's high points.
I don't. It's tricky. Rock Band's a hard one to run as a tournament.
It's hard, and we just do it that way because it's fair, and everybody has a lot of fun with it anyway, and anybody can play.
Believe me, when we came up with those rules, it came after hours of deliberation.
Oh, there was so much arguing about the rules.
And should we set the difficulty level beforehand? Can people pick their own?
Yeah.
How much choice do you have in instruments?
Yeah, it was really difficult to set up, so I'm glad it's
going
well.
The new GoldenEye. There's no choice. You just pick yourself and go to democracy.
Here's my other disappointment. We had to play fucking Halo again this year. Can we play something other than Halo, please?
I don't. Well, the thing is that
we almost played Time Splitters. It was down by like one vote.
It was very close.
It was so big.
It was one of
yeah.
the smaller maps in what the hell are we playing now?
A Reach.
Reach, whatever the hell it's called. Like, yeah, it's one of the smaller maps in Reach because Reach was.
Can you make custom maps?
No.
No.
Just have like a little room.
No.
Time Splitters, we could do a custom map.
Oh,
just like a 4x4.
Most of
square.
Your maps didn't work.
No, I'm saying we do one. It's just a room.
Circle strafing.
Yeah, just pure circle strafing.
Yeah. Any other disappointments or things you guys liked? You know what? I gotta say, Salsi did a great job on the photography and documenting everything.
She was official photographer this year and finally came out with a special presentation for school. It was part of a project, right?
Yeah.
Salsi?
Can see it.
Nobody can see it. It's a private video, but
it's awesome.
It's awesome, guys.
Yeah.
Alrighty, Salsi, any last random things you want to bring up before we are done?
I want 3D Professor Layton from my fucking 3DS.
Well, it's out
come
in Japan.
Come on, Nintendo.
It's out in Japan. They just got to translate it. So sooner or later it'll
Nintendo,
come.
Nintendo, get on your shit.
It's the theme of every podcast.
And take that fucking touchscreen off the fucking TV. That's all.
So you want? What do you want for a controller if not a touchscreen, Salsa? You
I
want just a regular
really
controller?
Simple
like the
like
Wii
the
controller?
Wii controllers.
Yeah.
I prefer that to like
just
the N64 controller.
Yeah,
N64
is pretty crazy controller.
N64 is pretty crazy. I don't know.
It worked.
I felt like, you know, PlayStation and Xbox have got it decently right. I mean,
it's
like
basically the DualShock.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
Keep doing
like
that.
Triggers, buttons for the thumbs.
Yeah.
What else can you and you know joysticks for some games? I mean, what else could you really?
Yeah.
Use?
I think the DualShock 2 really just kind of pulled it together. It was like the ultimate evolution of that NES Super Nintendo design. It's hard to imagine they could cram any more buttons on the friggin' thing.
Yeah,
like, I think
and they
just
shouldn't be cramming more buttons.
Right,
no.
Right. I think it works. But if you want to do other things like pointing, I mean, pointing works very well in certain games. So I want that in there somewhere. I just don't know if a giant touchscreen also fits. But we'll see. We shall see.
I agree.
With
Everything you just said.
All of us?
Yes.
All right.
Right on.
I know not. We've come full circle.
Yeah. All right.
On that note, this has been news.
We managed to get another extra 10 minutes.
I would like to thank. I know, I'm pretty good host. Thanks for listening to Shuffling Deadcast. I'd like to thank my co-hosts, Wesquall and Salsi.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming back.
No problem.
Particular person chiming in
app.
Once again.
I'm changing my app.
Way easier to say. I definitely approve this message. So Splodinator. Go to Splodinator.com. Follow us on Twitter. Twitter.com/Splodinator. Fortunately, we don't have 100 fans on Facebook yet. We need you. Because I can't tell you the URL until we get 100 fans. So, because
it'd be facebook.com/user/10425632949.
That's not a real number, folks. She's just making that up.
Thanks, Salsi. Glad that you contributed. Right on.
So you're going to have to go to Splodinator or go to Facebook and search for Splodinator. Whatever. Become a fan today. Get us to 100. Make me less sad about my life.
I should probably do that.
What's going on?
As soon as you get 130 Splodinator friends, you're like, I need a new site. And then you're like,
yeah,
do
it. Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Last summer, y'all like, I'm going to pimp Shuffling Dead out. We're going to get 130 fans. We hoard the crap out of it. And then you're just like, yeah, I think I'm going to start a new site.
Let me tell you right now. Let me tell you right now that this, in about a month's time, we were going to have the 10-year Shuffling Dead anniversary. So don't tell me that we've been pimping it for 6 months or a year.
We have.
I've
been pimping it for 10 years.
You were handing out Monopoly money with your website on it. I mean, like to cute girls on the street. Like
sometimes they were ugly.
We don't discriminate against uggos here at Shuffling Dead. Good work, dudes. Right on.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
Hot or ugly fan us on Facebook today.
Jesus.
We'll check out your profile.
And you know, honestly, the Shuffling Dead profiles, I've looked at almost none of them, so don't worry. And most importantly, no, there haven't been any except for you. I can see you anytime I want. Salsi. Salsi.
Can we edit this part out?
No. Tell me, Salsi, how can people get onto this show? How can they send us their feedback?
I'm not sure.
To my knowledge, they can email us at hosts@shufflingdead.com. Is that it?
Hosts. H-O-S-T-S at shufflingdead.com.
Why don't you just tweet us? That's easier.
Tweet us, YouTube.
And then SPLODE.
R.
And then we'll read it.
Oh, yeah. There's no R on the app. Screwed it up.
Because Splodinator's too long to type.
That's right. I'm with you, Salsi. Don't worry.
That's why I have to bookmark it.
One way or another. One way or another.
We're getting off topic again.
We will get your feedback and we will talk about it on this show because we love our fans. We want to chat with you.
Also, next month we'll have a more structured podcast. This one we kind of rambled a little bit.
That doesn't seem likely, honey.
Oh, also, Splodinator. Don't worry, if you're wondering where the fuck is Definitive 50, it's going to be on Splodinator from now on. I'm catching up on the old episodes. They're basically all recut.
So all those views?
Gone.
Nothing.
You rewatch all the old videos again.
I'm not going to do that.
Yeah,
well,
me either. You took out all my good photography.
I'm just saying, if you're wondering where it is,
hours.
That's where it is. I was there too. Took me hours too.
I had Photoshop and post-process.
Alright, so
peace out, listeners.
HOSTS at shufflingdead.com to tell us your feedback on this bastardized podcast.
Thanks for listening.